Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome to Ki Waha, Ki Phrases. But the aim of this series is cut a few, give it a go, give it heaps, is the idea of this. Learn some phrases, some key phrases that you can put into your conversations, whether they are in te reo Māori or in te reo Pākehā. You can drop these phrases into everyday conversations. Ko Gai and Espana tōko ingoa, with me te tangata mōhio o te reo. Ki roto I te whānau o te reo irarangi o Aotearoa, Shannon Honui Thompson. She's the boss of Things Māori at RNZ. Ko au te tauira, I'm the student. Is that fair? That's the teina tuakana relationship.
I suppose it's definitely a teina tuakana relationship, but you know, your love for the reo, it definitely makes you a tuakana e hoa.
Thank you. We're going to start talking about ki waha. Let's get all on the same whārangi page. What is ki waha?
Well, a ki waha, I suppose, is a slang saying, an idiom, a colloquial saying.
Yeah, and they're pretty cool. I like them because it's a good way to dive into the language. You can actually, as a quick sort of, almost a cheats way, a fake it until you make it sort of way, get a bit of kudos and from speakers and give yourself a bit of a lift from bursting one of these out, which is why we're kind of focusing on them throughout this series. So we're picking three each. What's your first one?
My first one that I probably use with my kids quite a lot, he takunga ano, he takunga ano. Excuses.
It doesn't sound like it's going to cut it, too. It's a nice one. My first one for this one is pukuana te rai. Pukuana te rai. He hit the roof, or they hit the roof, you know. How are they feeling? Oh, what happened when they were told about that they didn't get the job? Pukuana te rai. Tuarua, what's your second one?
Kotahi atu, let's make a beeline. Let's kotahi atu ki te mahi, kotahi atu ki te tina, wā tina. Let's make a beeline for dinner, make a beeline for home, kotahi atu ki te kāinga.
My second one, hei aha mau. Hei aha mau. Mind your own business. Not a bad one for kids or your work colleagues or, you know, asking too many questions. Hei aha mau. Mind your own business.
You better be careful. One of the politicians might use that on you when you're interviewing them.
Well, they might be. Throw it in there and see what sort of reaction you get. Tuatoru, your third one?
He aha atu mā wai. Who cares about what they think?
That's nice, yeah. My final one, kua taka te kapa. Kua taka te kapa. I actually got told off for using this once at one of my classes because the kaiako said to me, that's a Pākehā phrase, you've got to think in te ao Māori. It basically means the penny has dropped, right? So kua taka, to drop. Te kapa. A kapa is kind of a translation for penny, ne? Yeah. It's like for coin or penny. Yeah. So basically, I get the picture. All right, so those are the ki waha. They are sort of ōpaki, ne? They're sort of informal. We're going to go now to the more sort of formal, more sort of profound world of the whakatau ki. Kia ora te whakatau ki. What is a whakatau ki?
I suppose, like you've already mentioned, ōpaki, so which is kind of more informal language. A whakatau ki or whakatauaki will be more formal, or ōkawa.
So ōkawa.
You have your formal for ōkawa language. So they're probably a phrase you could use in a whaikōrero at any time and during a speech. But at the same time, they're really lovely examples of how beautiful and poetic te reo Māori is.
What's the one that you've chosen?
Me paupau tētahi aho, me kōrewa tētahi. It's basically saying have more than one option. Literally, it's saying there's one pole straight up and down and another one that is floating above. Have more than one option, have more than one opinion.
Well, that's interesting because I've chosen one that's similar to that. Basically has, you've got to have a plan B. Ka mate te kāinga tahi, ka ora te kāinga rua. Ka mate te kāinga tahi, ka ora te kāinga rua. So basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when one house falls or one house dies, another house rises.
You could, this is probably a really good whakatauke you could use if you're a Game of Thrones. But it is, like you said, have a backup plan.
So they are the whakatauke. Hei whakakapi ake e tā taua kōrero to wrap up our discussion. We're going to take just one simple phrase, just a good one to chuck into conversations. This one I like, I'll start first on this one. Te mutunga ke mai o te pai. Te mutunga ke mai o te pai. Never better. If you get tired of saying, someone says, kei te pihi a koe, and you say, ka pai, and you get bored of saying that, te mutunga ke mai o te pai. Never better.
Totally. And I would probably say, if you said that to me, te mutunga ke mai o te pai, and I would probably say, e rua, e rua. Same, oh, same.
Nice.
I feel the same.
Nice.
E rua, e rua, it's a great one. You could do e toru if there's three of you, e whā if there's four of you, but you know, e rua, same, same.
All right, look, you can subscribe to a week's worth of these everyday sayings on Apple Podcasts for key waha, key phrases. You can get it on Spotify, Podbean, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. They're available too on the RNZ app and on radionz.co.nz/series.
And if you want to see the video complete with subtitles or kupu hauraro, which might be helpful, check out the RNZ YouTube channel and the Facebook page.
Mā te wā.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.